A Woman of Canaan, Chapter 41. A company of strangers walk on the roads of Tyre and Sidon. This is the place where the prophet Elijah had lived with the widow at Zarephath for many months. These travelers are the Lord Jesus and his disciples. With stern, sad faces, and the disciples follow their master. They are discouraged, and their hearts are filled with dreadful fear, for things are not going well. Their master is no longer safe in his own country. Jesus scarcely can come into Judea due to the hatred of the pious Pharisees. If he did go, his life was in constant danger. In Galilee, everything had gone well for a long time. There, thousands of people followed the prophet of Nazareth and marveled because of the miracles and wonders he performed. But now, even in Galilee, it is not well, and for the multitude has left him, and besides, the Pharisees and scribes of Judea again came and aroused the Pharisees of Galilee against Jesus. Because of this, the Savior was compelled to leave his own country, and now he and his disciples are roaming about in the land of Tyre and Sidon. Jesus must seek a hiding place among the heathens of this foreign land. You easily can realize why the disciples are fearful and nervous. They cannot understand it at all. Danger threatens everywhere. Death lurks in all places. They hope no one will recognize them here. They sooner would remain completely unknown, for if the heathen inhabitants recognized them, and they probably would be imprisoned or killed. Suddenly, they are aroused from their gloomy thoughts. Shyly, they look around, for someone behind them is calling. A woman is walking behind them and is saying something. Her melancholy voice rings out repeatedly. "Quiet, let us also listen. Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil." "Oh, how does this woman know he is the Lord Jesus? Who told her? Who is she?" "She is a heathen woman of Canaan. Some people think she was a widow who lived with her daughter, but we are not positive of it. However, it was this heathen woman had a daughter who was sick. Yes, worse, she was possessed by a devil. This evil spirit had made himself master over this child. Instead of this woman receiving support and help from her daughter, she always had to care for her child. Oh, how terrible an affliction this must have been for the mother. Undoubtedly, at the beginning of this child's dreadful infirmity, the mother sought help from the gods of her people, the idols. But the heathen priests of Tyre and Sidon could not help her. No matter what she tried, all was in vain. You can be sure this woman often wept bitter tears when she saw the misery of her beloved daughter. Her child was a prey of the hellish spirit, and she had to witness this without being able to help her. Is there no deliverance anywhere for the girl? It is true. Recently in the land of Tyre and Sidon there has been much talk about the mighty prophet of Nazareth. This Canaanitish mother also heard these reports, but of what benefit is it to her? Jesus of Nazareth preached in Galilee, which was a region that did not belong to her native country. Galilee was in the Jewish country. She hears that Jesus delivers and cures the sick ones of their maladies. She hears that many in Israel who are possessed of the devil are cured and made free. The evil spirits must leave the people when commanded by the mighty word of this wonder-working prophet. Oh, she believed these reports. Profound respect fills her heart when she hears nothing is too wonderful for the Lord to perform. Then, too, among the heathens, the knowledge prevailed that at one time a mighty king should rise over the Jews. He would be the Messiah. This Canaanitish woman also knew this, and the more she heard of Jesus of Nazareth, so much firmer the conviction grew in her heart that this prophet was the Messiah. He must be the long-expected Messiah, the King of Israel, the son of David. But alas, the Messiah is prince over the Jews, and she is not of that nation. She belongs to the heathens of Canaan, the old enemies of the children of Israel. No, she has no right to this prince. One day she hears this mighty prophet has come into her country, and then she can no longer bear it. She will go to him. Although she feels she is not worthy for him to help her, still she decides to look for him. She leaves her home and daughter and quickly goes toward the place where Jesus is walking. On the way, she is filled with fear. She doesn't doubt his power. Oh no. She firmly believes Jesus can help her daughter, but she knows not whether Jesus will be willing to help her. It has been a difficult way for her, but it is as though she is being drawn to Jesus. A strong impulse has risen within her soul which drives her forward. Finally, as she finds him, and now, as she pleads for mercy, "Thou son of David," this is not spoken as a few empty words, but she believes it with her whole soul. This is how she calls after Jesus as he walks on the roads of that country. But no matter how often she calls, Jesus acts as if he does not hear. He does not answer her one word, but walks on as usual. Jesus lets her call, and seemingly will not help her. But she does not become discouraged. She continues. She is not worthy of his help. As a beggar, she continues to plead. The disciples become uneasy. If this continues, people will recognize them, and they want to remain unknown. "Master," they say to the Lord Jesus, "send her away, for she crieth after us. Forbid her or help her." They hope Jesus will help this woman quickly, thus stopping her calling, and they no longer will draw the people's attention. However, the Lord Jesus answers them, "I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." It is as though he says, "No, I am sent to my own nation. I will help them. I will give them everything for which they ask. But what have I to do with this heathen? Surely nothing." It seems as though he will not help this poor woman. He doesn't listen to her. Without deeming her worthy of one word, he walks onward. Finally, they go into a house. We do not know what house this was. Mark only writes they entered a house. Undoubtedly, it was some type of public house. "This is a good thing," the disciples think. "Now we will not be bothered by that troublesome woman." One moment they draw a sigh of relief, But the next moment they see with alarm this Canaanitish woman also entering the house. She has followed this company of travelers. Although the Lord Jesus up to this time acts as though he does not hear her, she continues to cry after him, and when she sees him enter a house, she follows him. She will do anything for the welfare of her beloved, afflicted daughter. It is true, up to now the Lord did not pay any attention to her continual crying, but neither did he send her away. Thus far, Jesus did not say anything to her. With pounding heart, she approaches this stranger, who she believes is the Messiah, the Son of David. She falls upon her knees before Jesus and worships him. With eyes filled with tears and hands raised up to him, and she imploringly asks, "Lord, help me." Oh, she cannot go away. If she goes home, all hope of deliverance for her child is gone. If Jesus does not help, no one else can. The Lord Jesus looks at her and says, "Woman, when anyone takes the children's bread and gives it to the dogs, he does what is improper, doesn't he? First, the children must be satisfied." Oh, what does Jesus mean by that saying? Why does he say this? It is necessary for you to know that the Jews scornfully called the heathens dogs. In the land of Canaan, a dog is an unclean animal. Here too, the Lord Jesus calls this woman a dog. However, no scorn enters his voice, although he wishes to prove this woman of heathen descent. Jesus means, "Woman, you are a heathen, and I have come for the people of Israel, for my people, for the Jews. For this cause you are on the outside." And what answer does this Canaanitish woman give? Does she become angry because Jesus calls her a dog? Does she go away grieved with the thought it is hopeless for her? Oh no, anger does not fill her soul. The statement of Jesus is true. He is perfectly right. She is only a dog, a heathen. And still, trembling with emotion, her voice rings out, "Ah, Lord, it is as thou sayest. I know and acknowledge I am only a dog. But when the children sit around the table, doesn't it happen at times that some crumbs fall upon the ground? And those crumbs are eaten by the dogs." She means this, "Lord, give me only a crumb of mercy. I do not need any more, and I do not ask for more. A crumb of mercy is sufficient to deliver my afflicted daughter." This is a humiliating word for the Jews. The Lord Jesus had told them he was the bread which descended from heaven, and the people of Israel despised that heavenly bread. The Jews shrugged their shoulders and went away. They despised that divine bread. They rejected the Messiah and would not believe in him. They were offended in him. This Canaanitish woman does not ask for a loaf of bread, but pleads only for a crumb of that heavenly bread. Do you understand that this woman was not haughty? This woman comes to Jesus as one who is unworthy, as one who has no right to anything. The Lord Jesus looks at her and answers kindly, "O woman, great is thy faith. be it unto thee even as thou wilt. Jesus marveled at the great faith which he found in this Canaanitish woman. He did not find such great faith in Israel. See her leaving the house where Jesus is sojourning. Her face beams with joy. At that word of Jesus, she turns around and goes away. She believes the word which Jesus spoke to her. She doesn't ask Jesus to go with her. Oh no, his word is sufficient. In our thoughts, we will go with her. She soon enters her home, and her daughter is lying upon the bed. Is it not true what Jesus had said? Let us read what the Bible tells us in Mark. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed. The girl was cured. The devil had to leave this young daughter. Probably some of you are thinking, why was she still lying upon the bed? Oh, no one knows what happened in that house. Undoubtedly, the devil attempted at the last moments to rip her asunder and murder her. The devil is a murderer. Probably she was weakened, but she was cured. The faith of this concerned mother was not put to shame. Because of the unbelief of the Jews, Jesus was forced to leave Galilee, and the Jewish people had to do without the benefits of the Messiah, and this woman who descended from the heathens was helped. Will you, who are warned so often and who know the right from the wrong so well, go lost forever because of the carelessness and unbelief which dwell in your hearts? And will there be a heathen boy or girl in a faraway country converted to the Lord by means of missionaries? O children, let this history be a serious warning to you. Do not despise the means of grace. It could be, if you do, that the Bible, the indispensable Word of God, will be taken from your homes, and the churches will be closed, and so you no longer will be able to enter God's house. Never, without a lawful reason, willfully neglect the services of the Lord, but ask God to sanctify the preaching to your hearts. That would be a happy day for you. Do you ever ask for this blessing when you are ready to go to God's house on Sunday? Do you go to church out of custom, or because your parents require you to go?